We welcome you to Grace Bible Church this morning. We are glad that you are here. We have been doing our calls to worship on Sundays during the month of February from Psalm 34. And we come to a very important and powerful verse in verse 15, which says, "The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and His ears are open unto their cry." Many of you grew up with teachers that seemed like they had eyes in the back of their head. I especially had one in second grade, and by mid-year, I just figured she has cameras all over me. She knows exactly. She'd be up there, right, "Todd, turn around, please," and she would never turn around. And I was like, "How did she know that?" You know, she just knew, all right. But I want you to know that there's someone that knows more than my second grade teacher knew about me, and that's God Almighty. Bible says that His eyes are upon the righteous, but not only His eyes, but His ears are open unto their cry. Now that tells me something. When our kids were babies and we first brought Gregory home, we set up this walkie-talkie system throughout the house. Anybody familiar with that? We don't do that. We have smartphones. We don't have to do that anymore. But we had this little FM walkie-talkie system that we had, where you could listen if the baby woke up in the middle of the night. Now, I told my wife, that's not going to work with me, because whenever I crash at night, I'm done. I don't hear anything. My wife can hear a fly flying in the living room at what altitude. She knows exactly where it's at and what's flying around, because she just has that kind of hearing. I don't. But I remember many times that would be going and you'd hear all kinds of noises. And you know, you hear this little the hissing noise was mostly what you heard, and all of a sudden you'd hear this. What was that? Somebody's trying to get in through the window. That's what every parent thinks. All right. Now you learn after a while. Turn off the walkie-talkie and just go back to sleep, because what it was the house shifting, or the building was making noise, or the wind was blowing, or the baby rolled over, or something of that nature. But I remembered our feeble attempts at trying to hear Gregory when he was a baby. We didn't do that with the rest of the kids. All right? As soon as I could, that thing went in a yard sale, and it was gone. Because I just couldn't take all the hissing and everything. I hear my wife jump up and go running in there to go check on, see what it was. And I'd say, "What's wrong, honey?" "Nothing. Go back to sleep," you know, because you're listening out. You want to hear everything that's going on. Our Lord hears the cry of His children. The whimper, the cry of a child of God is heard in the throne room of heaven. Now, just meditate on that for just a moment. We have a God that's completely connected with His children. And we need to remember that whenever we start bearing the burdens of life and trying to tote them around, what do we need to do? We need to go to the one whose eyes and ears are on us. And we need to cast our burden upon Him, for the Bible says He will sustain them.